Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The Golden Oscar statuettes have been awarded to the best movies of the year, and now studios are searching for the next big thing. Temple University's Dustin Morrow tells us how film editing can be the difference between bomb and boffo.
The editor is the architect of a film. He or she writes with sounds and images. It is the conception of time as manipulable that is most central to an editor's work. The fundamental nature of time is that it is always moving forward. This is why our culture is obsessed with the idea of memory and capturing it in photographs and home videos. But through editing, one can change the direction of time and the audience, because it understands the language of editing from having grown up watching TV and movies, accepts this manipulation without question. For example, it is through the transparency of the experiment with time that the audience is so ready to accept John Travolta's character showing up at the end of Pulp Fiction, even though he was killed halfway through the film. An editor is constantly working with time on two levels. Objectively, as in the case of the running time of the film and the length of individual shots and scenes, and subjectively, as in the consideration of rhythm and pace. An editor can cut a film that runs a brief 75 minutes, but that feels like it's 3 hours long, pitting the audience's objective and subjective receptions of time against each other. The incredible beauty of an editor's work with time is his or her privilege to cut out life's boring bits. Inherently, this is one of the things that make movies so entertaining. For example, you may wish that instead of enduring your morning commute every day, the space around you could just dissolve from your home to your workplace. That works in the movies, but not in real life. It's within the editor's complete mastery of time that lies the great romance of film editing.
That was Temple University's Dustin Morrow. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.